here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour. On my international harvester, 3 miles of cars laying on.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal prosecutors will seek the death penalty for Buffalo supermarket gunman Peyton Gendron for the racially motivated murders of 10 black shoppers in May of 2022. Gendron is already serving multiple life sentences after pleading guilty to state charges. The U.S. and Britain carried out airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthis militants in Yemen last night in response for attacks on ships in the Red Sea. The Houthis now vowing revenge.
Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sharif labels the U.S. and British action criminal aggression, which he says will not pass without punishment.
The Yemeni armed forces will not hesitate to target the sources of the threat.
In his words, the Houthis will not be deterred. Their support for the Palestinian people will continue. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Volatile storms sweeping across the country. Blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest today and the Northeast bracing for more rain and flooding. This is ABC News. Law enforcement cracking down on porch pirates who steal billions of dollars worth of goods every year.
Porch pirates in New York caught on camera brazenly swiping packages.
I just saw somebody on my Ring camera steal two packages.
The Yonkers Police Department sharing doorbell video as the suspect stuffs a package into his backpack and takes a second one as he leaves.
Hi. Stop right there.
Officers
Stop.
Approaching the suspect before he runs away. Package theft is a major problem for consumers. According to Forbes, porch pirates stole 260 million packages in 2022, worth about $19.5 billion. And nearly 8 in 10 Americans reported being victims of porch pirates.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A big sale for Elton John fans. Nearly 1,000 items from his recently sold Atlanta condo will be up for grabs next month. That lot is worth an estimated $10 million. The priciest item? A Banksy painting of a masked man. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Proposed legislation would toughen penalties against drivers who flee police.
Milwaukee area Representative Bob Donovan says too many of those drivers kill people.
It is sickening, the devastation that they leave in their wake.
Mark Hagan's 32-year-old daughter, Erin Mogensen, and her unborn child were killed last November when a fleeing felon struck her vehicle.
Stop ignoring the carnage and death created by reckless driving and the criminals like my daughter's killer who turn automobiles into killing tools.
Donovan's bill increases penalties and mandatory minimum sentences for various offenses involving fleeing an officer at the Capitol. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A former Roman Catholic cardinal charged with sexual assault has been found incompetent to stand trial.
A Walworth County judge made the ruling this week in the case against 92-year-old Theodore McCarrick, who has dementia. The court will review the case again in late December of this year. McCarrick is accused of sexually assaulting a boy at a residence in Lake Geneva. Back in 1977, the charge against McCarrick arose from a report to Wisconsin's Clergy and Faith Leader Abuse Initiative. Now, McCarrick never lived or worked in Wisconsin, but he made visits here and was able to be charged because the statute of limitations on child sex abuse pauses if the perpetrator leaves the state and does not return. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's further information on remains found on Wisconsin tribal lands. Menominee Tribal Police and the FBI say their investigation found that the human skeleton discovered by a hunter October 30th on the Menominee Indian Reservation belonged to an adult male between the ages of 23 and 33 who had been dead for a range between 1 and 10 years. Authorities say the remains don't match a known missing person from the reservation or their surrounding area.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times, putting down 3 to 5 inches today. Winds will start to whip up to 35 miles per hour, blowing and drifting snow, recovering roads and creating treacherous travel. As a lighter and fluffier snow falls tonight, laying down another 3 to 5 inches. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 16 degrees at our studio.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
And there's a lot to cover on this week's free-for-all.
Live from the business end of the thermometer via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning it's a Friday free-for-all with panelists Sean Haney and Tom Sell. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie.
All right, Davis. Yeah, the storm that we've been talking about, the second wave of the storm that we've been talking about this week is hitting. We've got eastern Nebraska, southeast South Dakota, north central, northeast Kansas, almost all of Iowa, southeast Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, Michigan are all in the winter storm area right now. But, dude, look at the radar. You go just south into southern Illinois, southern Indiana, there are some heavy thunderstorms, some heavy rains at least, happening down there. And there's severe weather tornado watch in place throughout a big chunk of Mississippi.
Meanwhile, this is violent. Chilling cold, yeah. You got bone-chilling cold up north, and then you got all that further south and east. Doggone it. Eyes on the skies, everybody.
Absolutely. 18 degrees right now up in northeast Iowa, heading for a low tonight. Looks like about 4 below.
Well, that sounds balmy. We're at 13 here in the Midwestern subtropics.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. It you've already the front has already passed over you, and it's bringing the cold air with it. No
it's
doubt.
Headed your way. Yeah,
no doubt. Welcome to AgriTalk and the free for all here. I'm your host Chip Flory. We've got Davis Michelson on the free for all today. We've got Sean Haney and Jim Wiesmeyer's out traveling, but boy, we've got Tom Sell from Combest Sell standing in. And with everything that is happening in D.C. right now, as Speaker Johnson is trying to sort out these spending bills and spending plans, it is a crazy, crazy situation there in D.C. As we discussed with former House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson on the show yesterday. All right, lots of news to cover as well. Let's get to it.
Well, heads up, Chip, grain and livestock markets will trade normal hours today, but all markets and government offices will be closed this coming Monday. That's Jan 15 for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Now, today, USDA will release its annual production summary, monthly supply and demand report, quarterly grain stocks, and winter wheat seedings report at 11 a.m. Central Time. Much of the focus will be on USDA's final, I'm using air quotes there, yeah, crop estimates for corn and soybeans. But these one grain stocks, Chip, have a history of providing market-moving surprises, especially for corn.
Yeah, they certainly do. So we'll get some perspective on what to expect throughout the conversation today and from Brian Grady at the bottom of the hour.
Well, you mentioned Speaker Johnson. House Speaker Mike Johnson is navigating a complex situation regarding a spending deal with divisions within the Republican Party and the need for bipartisan cooperation to pass funding bills. The length of the stopgap measure and Johnson's final decision remain uncertain. Coming out of a meeting Thursday, Johnson told reporters he's been having, quote, thoughtful conversations, but has made no commitments.
Yeah, you know, they're talking about the stopgap spending bill. In other words, another continuing resolution. Why not focus on getting the appropriations done? Is it just because there's no time? They continue to avoid the inevitable. At least I would think it's inevitable that we get a spending bill done at some point.
Is this what Matt Gaetz dreamed of when he started that fire? I'll throw that grenade out there and just leave it. Major challenges.
We'll talk about that later. Good.
Including negotiations over government spending bills and the complexity of moving substantial legislation during an election year are looming as obstacles to passing a five-year $1.5 trillion farm bill in 2024. Industry groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation are urging House and Senate ag panels to focus on the farm bill once government-wide spending disputes are resolved.
This is going to take a big effort from farm organizations to make the farm bill relevant again in 2024 ahead of the elections. It's going to be a big push and a heavy lift to make it relevant.
Well, Chip, Senator Rand Paul has introduced the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2024, aiming to conduct a comprehensive audit of the U.S. Federal Reserve by the Government Accountability Office. This audit would encompass the entire Federal Reserve balance sheet, including the recently established Bank Term Funding Program, which has lent banks $141 billion in exchange for U.S. Treasuries. Going to audit the Fed, Chip?
Yeah, evidently. You got to keep track of what they're doing, right?
I think we should. A U.S.-led military coalition conducted strikes against Iran-aligned Houthi militants in Yemen. The Houthis had carried out at least 27 attacks in the region since November, leading to repeated responses by the United States and partner nations who sent warships to protect against these attacks. Chip, the price of oil jumped as the situation likely steps up retaliation for attacks on ships in the Red Sea. Global benchmark Brent rose more than 3% to above $80 per barrel as investors tried to gauge the chance of the escalation in hostilities sparking a broader conflict in the Middle East.
Right, and the WTI is up about $1.60 right now this morning. That looks to be providing some spillover support for the soybean oil trade. Thank you very much, Davis. Hey, let's bring in Farm Journal Pork Editor Jennifer Scheich.
Thanks, Chip. You know, as the end of 2023 came to a close, one of the things that we like to do at porkbusiness.com is take a look back at some of the top stories of the year. And one of those is a compilation of some of the top headlines in animal activism throughout 2023. You know, a lot of incidences last year of open rescue where animal activists came in and tried to take animals off the farm in an attempt to rescue them. And, you know, I also attended my first animal activist rally last year, sat in on the sidelines there and was just really disappointed to just basically see robots reading off of a script and not really even knowing what they were talking about or what animal husbandry even is. And so we're definitely up against some major attacks in animal agriculture, but some good news came this week out of the state of Iowa regarding some of their trespass laws. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the constitutionality of two of those trespass laws on Monday. In the past 12 years, Iowa has passed four laws that seek to protect farmers by making it illegal for animal activists to gain access or employment to agriculture agricultural production facilities with the intent to cause physical injury or economic harm. The first, second, and fourth laws have been struck down by the courts as unconstitutional, while the third law was upheld in court. On Monday, the Eighth Circuit Court overturned the orders staying the second and fourth laws. You know, this is exciting news for the state of Iowa because it is going to be able to give farmers who have been battling with trespassers hopefully some peace. It's going to put some strengthening of security behind what they're doing and hopefully just help farmers be able to raise hogs like they should and to keep those pigs in a biosecure and safe environment. Yeah. And so, again, exciting news out of Iowa and hopefully this is a sign of good things for the future. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff, Jennifer. Good report on what is happening in the state of Iowa. Give those protesters a little bit of a pause before they trespass, I guess is what we're looking for. All right, we've got the free-for-all coming your way. Tom Sell, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me, Chip Flory, here on AgriTalk.
When you're planting, having the right scale system on your bulk fill planter or drill pays for itself. Use Point from ScaleTech to verify proper seeding rates and make money-saving adjustments on the fly. Not to mention, monitor your seed supply with pinpoint accuracy. You could guess, but why? Instead of checking your hoppers manually, keep your tractor moving and let Point do the work. Save time and money with Point. Visit ScaleTech.com to learn more.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
In the morning, you're coffeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
And welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Glad you're with us on a Friday morning for the free-for-all. Davis Michelson, you ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll. Yeah, let's do it.
Excellent. Let's bring him in. Tom Sell from Combest Sell & Associates. Good morning, Mr. Sell. It's great to talk with you again.
Howdy, Chip. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, glad you're here. We got a lot of ground that we need to cover today. And happy that Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio, is with us as well. Good morning, Haney.
Hey, Chip, great to be with you. It's kind of a tough week. We've seen old man Winter show his very ugly face. That's been tough to deal with. And at the same time, college football's over. What the heck are we to do with our weekends now?
Well, we'll have to figure it out. But look at everything that is happening in football, whether it be college football or NFL, with all the coaches. It's a mix up the monkey barrel, I guess.
There's a lot of what is it, like eight? Mayo's going to the Patriots, so I think but it was started out with eight NFL jobs.
Yeah,
we're up for grabs at this point. There's only 32 teams.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's going to be a big upset the apple cart, no question. Speaking of upsetting the apple cart, we had a conversation. I think I said earlier that Colin Peterson was on yesterday's show. He wasn't. He was on Wednesday's show with us. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the kind of a tough situation that House Speaker Johnson has gotten himself into, or the GOP has placed him in. He is not very optimistic that we will see any appropriations bills done before the 19th of January or the 2nd of February. He sees a good or a high risk that the government is going to see at least a short-term shutdown. He was pretty pessimistic in his outlook, Tom. Now, was that a realistic outlook, or was that an outlook from the Democrat Party about the Republican leadership in the House?
Probably a mix of both. As you know, Chip, Colin and I are great friends, and you know, we've actually joined together on some of the stuff. Sometimes he brings the yang to my yin, or vice versa. And Colin has always been very much a realist. Made him a great politician, right? Made him a great get from point A to point B. You got to expect the worst and work hard, and because that's a gauntlet. I mean, even in the best of times. And the good old days are always helped by a faulty memory. But even in the best times, it's a hard, awful gauntlet. Of course, we're in extraordinary times right now in terms of the acrimony and just negativism in D.C. Most importantly, these eight who caucus with the Republicans and call themselves conservative but are anything but. I mean, they just say no. That's kind of their game. It's the easiest thing to do in Washington, D.C. Nothing's ever good enough. And unfortunately, with the very tight margins in the House, you know, when the Republicans took the House during this session of Congress, it was with a four-seat majority. Now it's down to two.
Two.
It means any eight people can kind of, you know, monkey something up. And this group just tends to like that. They'd rather nothing be done than something. I tend to be more optimistic. I'm really impressed by Mike Johnson, the speaker. He certainly has more credibility with those eight than his predecessor, Speaker McCarthy, did. Both were good and have done right by agriculture. Love this kind of, we got to make it in America. We got to stand by our domestic industries. Kind of theme of the Republican Party over the last decade or so. So, you know, both are going to be strong for agriculture, but Mike does have, Speaker Johnson does have more credibility with that, you know, kind of crazy caucus or just say no caucus, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, I think they'll be able to find a way. Schumer has a temporary CR again teed up in the Senate. I think they're going to have to go with some kind of approach like that, just give more runway. I mean, they did not. January 19th was never a really realistic runway to get this done coming back in the new year. So, yeah.
Right. Okay, so what you're talking about here, Tom, it makes me wonder, the Gang of Eight, if an agreement was struck with Schumer that included what the Gang of Eight wanted, would they then move the goal line to change what they want so that they can just say no?
Yeah, I've never seen that gang be part of a solution. They tend to always move the goalposts. You know, and they're young, kind of firebrand members of Congress who are more interested in their TikTok views than they are actually legislating and getting something done. And they think they're serving a noble purpose by always pushing things back toward more fiscal restraint. And look, with a $34 trillion deficit and $2 trillion national yearly deficits, There's a case to be made that we need to show really some exceptional fiscal restraint at this point in our nation's history. But at a point, too, D.C. is built on compromise. You got to be part of a solution. Yeah. So I don't think so. One thing they like, you know, CR funds things at current levels. So yep. That's kind of a win in some ways for those who want to show fiscal restraint. Johnson has actually said he'd love to do a year long. Let's just do a CR through September 30th and start working on a better plan for next year. There's some wisdom to that approach, but all that's on the table. We'll just have to see how it plays out. Hopefully they can do it without a shutdown.
Jump in here, Haney.
Yeah, Chip, I think to answer your question, depending on how they react, probably has a little bit to do with not what they get, but how Senator Schumer would react. If he would market it as, oh, we didn't get what we wanted, and boy, did we get played, they may appease them a little bit from the cable news standpoint. You know, this has been a very, very fascinating week where we're already again talking about motion to vacate potentially with some people inside that the Gang of Eight. I actually think there's a lot of similarities right now between what's happening in college football and college basketball coaching as what's happening in D.C., okay? And in a week where we saw the GOAT of college football coaching, Nick Saban, retire, we've seen, in the last 2 years, we saw Coach K retire. Yeah. There's others, Roy Williams, Jim Boeheim. Why? Many have speculated they don't like this current version of NIL and the portal, and it's nuts. Okay, coaching the NFL is a way better gig, not because it's higher money or it's more prestige. It's because you actually can have a life based on the system that's in place. If we move in the downstream of motion to vacate again with Speaker Johnson, we're going to see a whole pile of people say, you know what? In Congress, I do not like this. This is
I've
nuts.
Had enough. Yeah.
I'm out. Is,
what are the odds that that might happen, Tom?
That's a good question. I love that analogy, Haney. That's really good. I'm hoping for a resurgence of the Big Ten, the heartland, just like we saw with this bowl championship series, national championship. Congrats to the Michigan Wolverines who are listening on the radio. That was awesome. We need kind of heartland, more pragmatic America to stand up in this political atmosphere. You know, I think that's been the brand of agricultural policy for years. I don't think this group is going to. I think they're going to continue to give Johnson a little bit of leash and rein. He needs that. So I don't really anticipate a motion to vacate early on. I think they'll be able to work through this, but I think the analogy is a good one. It's just all of society has become, you know, just less kind of wedged to traditional principles, and it's all about the moment and making a splash in the moment. Yep. We need to get back to more traditional ways of doing it.
It really shows that getting a stronger majority in the House in this next election is absolutely critical for the Republicans, because the bigger your majority. Yeah, the less you have, you're basically held captive, and the eight, so to speak, has a stranglehold on what actually happens from a House perspective on the Republican side.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as it is right now, it almost forces bipartisan work in the House, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But the question then is just what you asked, Chip, how long will this Gang of Eight go along with that, or how much leash will they give if Johnson kind of explicitly says, we're just going to have to do things in a more bipartisan way, like McCarthy does that spell his end? That's the big question right now.
Wow. Okay. You know, one thing that I'm curious about, Tom, and I don't know if we don't have enough time to get into it fully here, but I want to think about this and start the next segment with this, is, you know, the quest for some fiscal responsibility, which we should be pushing for right now.
Yep.
Is that going to get in the way of taking up the farm bill in early 2024? And the longer that we put off taking up the farm bill, what does it do to the clout of what you were just talking about, the farm state legislators that are in Washington, D.C.? Do all of a sudden it feels like through this process and the extension of the farm bill, that farm state vote may not mean as much as it once did. I want to discuss that next. We got the free for all going. Tom Sell, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me here on AgriTalk.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. I'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to Farming the Countryside.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Alcivia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Alcivia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. February and March milk both up 4, February at 1591, March at 1635, April down 3 to 1702, May down 3 at 1765. Live cattle markets, feeder cattle markets, and hogs all moving mostly lower now. The feeder cattle have turned higher as some additional buying interest has now moved back into the market. Live cattle and lean hogs all moving mostly lower. Profit taking and position squaring ahead of the 3-day holiday weekend. February live cattle down 12 cents to 171.67. January feeder cattle up 92 cents to 227.20. February hogs down 25 cents to 72.35. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Soybeans really leading the charge lower after a very bearishly construed WASDE report showing an increase in production, an increase in acres, and an increase in ending stocks for all of the grains, and that is pressuring them heavily today. March corn down 16 to 441 and three quarters. New crop down 12 and a half to 477 and a quarter. January beans down three quarters to 1230 and a half, but new crop now down 17 and a half to 1189 and a half. January soybean meal down 10 to 351.30. Chicago wheat, March down 12 and three quarters to 591. May down 11 and three quarters to 605. Minneapolis wheat, March now down 3 1/4 to 696 and three quarters.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to the free-for-all here on AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. We've got Davis Michelson, Tom Sell from Combest Sell, and Sean Haney from Real Agriculture. Haney, I want to start this conversation with you about the Farm Bill. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Does it feel like the farm bill is losing some of its clout, some of its importance in the current environment?
Yes, relative to the criticalness and of the other discussions that are happening. Like when we're constantly under the thumb of a government shutdown,
yeah,
and other issues like that, I think it is natural. It takes a back seat. And I thought, you know, from the Colin Peterson interview, the piece that it was right at the end, okay, he kind of buried the lead a little bit, to be honest with you, where he said, you know, what we have in the Midwest, relative to the farm bill, the current farm bill, what we have in the Midwest, we can live with. And that's, yeah, maybe that's why that's kind of, I think he's very, very true in the sense of, under the fact that no one can agree on anything, and this traditionally has been a piece of legislation that people do, yep, find some real bipartisan activity on,
yep,
we may be best to just kind of lay low here and hang out with, yep, what we have.
That's interesting. You're exactly right. When farm bills get done, there are claims of victory from both parties that usually are, you know, come out in the press releases from the different lawmakers.
And the key is, we're okay with both. Traditionally, we're okay with both sides saying it's a victory.
Right.
Not DC today. That's called compromise. We don't do that anymore.
Yep. Yep. So, Tom, we've been talking about feelings. Okay. Does it feel like the farm bill is losing clout and so on? In reality, is that true? Is it losing clout?
I'm going to take the counter position. I think it's still functionally a very important bill to a lot of farm families. It's meant for kind of the worst of times. We've been riding off of a time where Colin was getting at this. There's not been a lot of pressure to get the farm bill done because net farm incomes, commodity prices have been pretty high. Yeah. That is softening. I think you're going to see more pressure from the grassroots, from the people saying, this is it. And, you know, during that high time, we also had the end of the Trump administration and then at the beginning of Biden, a lot of kind of a lavish additional outside of the farm bill spending going into, yep, farm country. That is not there anymore. And so I think there are going to be increasing calls for the farm bill. I'd just say, I think one of the things that I'm a big advocate in Congress for the committee structure and working things through a process. It seems we've kind of gotten into a bad habit of wanting leadership, putting all this pressure on the Kevin McCarthy's or the Mike Johnson of the world or the Nancy Pelosi's when she was speaker to say, you know, clear the path, show us the way. And I love the more organic functioning of 435 members of Congress through committees. And I'm really urging, I want to see GT and Chairwoman Stabenow in the Senate actually take a bill, mark it through committee, build some support, yeah, say, rural, yeah, America, this is what we think is an adequate safety net for the future. It may not be everything. It won't be everything that everyone has asked for in their kind of wildest dreams in testifying before Congress over the last couple of years. But there could be some really critical market improvements to the Title I, to the crop insurance policies that are available, to, you know, bouncing out and making the conservation title, all these cost share programs for good, whether they're climate smart or traditional conservation practices, work better and actually build that baseline in the future. There's some critical needs that need to happen. And I'd just love to see the committees actually put something out there, mark up your bill that you think is going to meet the needs of rural America. Let's build some political support around there. And that way we'll be ready whenever the time comes. That path is just not going to be made clear in this current political environment. But you got to do the work to be ready at the appropriate time.
Well, how popular would a discussion, would a plank in a platform be with the word farm in it in non-farm state localities? I mean, a candidate can't come out and say, well, I'm going to make the farm bill a priority. And then at the same time, sort of court those who are not understanding how farm works. That urban-rural divide, I think, yeah, may be showing up there.
Yeah. That is an interesting dynamic. I loved watching the debate on Monday night or Wednesday night, whenever that was, between Nikki Haley and DeSantis, where farms were mentioned a lot of times. And I won't say they were, you know, I think the sentiment that both of them tried to capture, maybe DeSantis more so than even Nikki Haley was, you know, what I love about farm policy is it's all American. This kind of captures more than anything else the Republican sentiment right now, that we need to stand by our nation's kind of productive resources, whether that's agriculture or mining or steel making or all those things, that kind of domestic manufacturing source to give us a greater sense of national security, economic, you know, reducing the vulnerabilities on the economic side, and just, you know, culturally still, America loves her farmers. We need to always realize that. And so I think there actually are good politics to that particular sentiment within the Republican Party and Democrats too. You know, there's something in the farm bill for everyone. So I think if they write the right kind of bill, you know, it can just be a good move in both politically and from a policy standpoint.
Reuters points out, you know, this week, and there's been articles in the Journal and by Reuters this week about, you know, former President Trump's stranglehold on rural America from a support standpoint. And one of the points that Reuters makes of the three goes back to those ad hoc payments that are, like you talk about, are outside of the farm bill. It you know, they're claiming it got him a lot of runway and support because it showcased he supports rural America. And that's been, those ad hoc programs are, you know, they're different today, but they definitely work for Trump if Reuters is correct.
Yep, you got that right.
The Wall Street Journal has an amazing article on that, long kind of form article on that this morning as well. Did an amazing job.
Okay, we had Ambassador Nikki Haley on the show on Tuesday morning. What did you hear that caught your attention in that conversation, Haney?
Well, great work, Chip. It was great. It's hard work to get some of these, you know, mainstream, like that's good work for producer Joe there.
You bet.
She understands tariffs. I thought that was, and she quickly transitioned to understanding and the importance of trade, mm-hmm. and how trade is give and take. Just putting a 10% tariff across the board is not exactly increasing exports for U.S. ag commodities and other items. You know, she really, forget about Iowa on Monday. For her, it really, really looks like it's really all about New Hampshire for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chris Christie dropping out this week. And it does her a favor that Christie finally felt, you know, heard the message and backed off, because, you know, the thought is his support is going, it has a good chance of going to her. If DeSantis drops out, more likely that support goes to Trump. So, you know, she is like a very formidable candidate versus Biden. When we see some of the Trump, you know, we talk about how, you know, he can beat Biden and how he pulls against Biden. Haley's very strong against Biden, as much as 15 points in some of the states. So we'll see what happens in New Hampshire.
Yeah. What's your take on this, the presidential race? And I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the conversation that we had with Ambassador Haley or not, but I'd like your reaction if you did.
Me,
Tom.
Well, same. I mean, that's a big deal to get her on. So well done on that. I think she's hitting some of the right notes and tones for rural America. I'm glad to see, in the bigger sense, that that's kind of becoming orthodoxy in the Republican Party. We've always had kind of a branch of the Republican Party that is just more kind of, it's the austerity crowd, the more libertarian crowd, and they get hung up on traditional ag policy. So I think Haley can work through that pretty well. Same with DeSantis. Also, you know, I think she's come a long way on even the biofuel side. I didn't get to listen to the full interview, but even in the debate, you know, some of the talk about electric vehicles versus liquid fuels, I thought was really, really constructive and helpful, and showed that the Iowans are doing a good job. It just makes me so grateful that the Iowa caucus is still first in the Republican Party, because I think it really helps us in a grander sense on the ag policy front in doing things like pushing farm bills.
And in the debate, she clearly showed her strength, her strength over DeSantis is on foreign affairs. I thought she was very strong in that debate on
she
Wednesday.
Does come off with a strong rating, in my opinion, when it comes to the foreign affairs. But there are other areas it's hard for me to look at some of the policies, some of the plans that are presented by Governor DeSantis and not get excited about those. There are some real efforts. Now, one of the things that Haley did talk about when I asked about her motivations, that, boy, David, she came out of the gates really strong with this, when she said we just need to get over our self-loathing. Mm. We need to understand and teach our kids that it's okay to love America and love America and love what America stands for. Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love that. And that's all of them. And that's the essence of the Make America Great Again. You know, claim the fact that we're just so blessed as a nation when the rule of law and the freedoms we know are beyond anyone else in the world. And we can always do better, but we need to get over the self-loathing. I'm back.
Exactly. It is such good stuff. Good stuff. Okay. We're going to keep the free-for-all going. When we come back, the Houthis continue to launch missiles into the Red Sea, and they got a little retaliation for that. We'll find out about what is next.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
I got 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find the Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We're going to put a wrap on this week's free-for-all. We've got Tom Sell from Combest Sell & Associates, Sean Haney from Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio, and, of course, Davis Michelson and me. Got a message from a listener over the break. He says, I was at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Conference yesterday. DeSantis and Haley both spoke. Haley was by far more impressive and passionate. She has my backing. More than Trump. This guy says he's going to back Haley. Guys, I'm telling you, it's not like I've driven over the entire state. And I know that there is strong backing among farmers for former President Trump. But I don't see the yard signs. It doesn't matter if it's Haley or Ramaswamy or DeSantis or Trump. I just kind of feel like this has been such a disjointed lead up to the caucus in Iowa, because the debates have been between the people that are trying to get the second spot, or at least we've been led to believe by the polls. That this is, it's just the weirdest doggone lead up to the caucus that I ever remember, Tom.
Gotta be. It's such a weird time. But yeah, and I thought they both, I can see it. I can see a surprise coming, because I think there is a big appetite to kind of move on to the next generation of leadership. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a best surprise. I thought both performed pretty well in the debate that I saw. I wish they wouldn't have torn each other down so much and done a little bit more articulating how they're going to message things against President Biden or the Democrats. But look, it's going to be an interesting time. Yeah, I love the Iowa caucus for that reason. It's, you know, the people truly speak.
Haney,
what kind of impact does weather have on Monday?
Well, that's
brutal. I think all those yard signs are under drifts. That's what you can't see.
As a Texan, I'd say it would knock me out of the deal. I'd just be.
You know, what we've proven so far in the state, when you look at attendance at Iowa wrestling, Iowa basketball, Iowa State wrestling and basketball, Iowans will travel through snow. But when we start talking about, you know, a high of below zero on Monday, that's kind of a different animal for a lot of people. And I don't know. That could have an impact on the turnout. And I don't, you know, if it has an impact on the turnout, I'll say that it's bad news for DeSantis and bad news for Haley, because I think the Trump supporters are going to turn out.
If you watch what Trump has how he, if you listen, follow this on a daily basis, you can see that he is steering much more of his ire towards Haley. Yeah. I think he is not as worried about DeSantis anymore, as much, DeSantis has just fallen off a cliff compared to where he was. But he is directing much more towards her. So he knows it. Like, he knows who his competitor is, and it's going to be a case of, can he maintain this lead like the polls are showing he has?
Right.
I wonder, at some point, does whoever faces Trump ask the question whether or not he actually did drain the swamp last time? Wasn't that his whole thing? And everybody rallied behind, let's clean up Washington. Let's drain the swamp. It stinks worse than it did before Trump.
See, and I think a lot of the farm support for Trump is he at least got the pump primed to drain the swamp in the first 4 years. He needs more time to finish the job. I think that is, am I off the mark on that, Tom?
It's excellent campaign rhetoric.
Yeah, it's great campaign rhetoric. And look, I think Trump's strength is that he talks a little bit more straight. He lays out his priorities and what he wants to do. Everyone knows that is he a little bit prone to exaggeration? Yeah, I think so. That's just part of the package with Trump. Lay it out there what you want to do. It is more swamped together than ever, and part of that is just the coarseness of the rhetoric. I mean, it's just gotten so Trumpian in terms of everyone trying to compete on this idea of being less political and just calling it as they see it. And it's just gotten really messy for that reason. The reality is Washington D.C. was built on the Foggy Bottoms and on a swamp. And it's a collection of diverse interests and people. And it's a messy process by design. We got to embrace that and love it.
Yeah. I think, Jim has said it all along, is that it's the manner in which he does attack that really, really does, people like it. He really straight, shoots very, very straight.
Yeah.
It's like all over the place at times, not very direct. But, because one of the things that's mentioned, that journal article that Tom mentioned, is, there's a quote there from somebody in Iowa. We respond to Trump because he has had to make payroll and build businesses. I think sometimes we make a lot about this, but that's also Mitt Romney. And a lot of people didn't like Mitt Romney I'm not sure the business side of this is what really attracts people. I think it's the way that he goes about, from his speeches. People are entertained. They think he's like, there's something about his communication style that really is magnetic for people.
I was just thinking about that. Trump speaks to power the way us regular schmoes wish that we could. Did you hear him address the judge the other day at the court proceeding thing, man? He says the things we wish we could, and that's not always, that doesn't always make for an optimal leader, I guess.
It's interesting. Okay, you guys, a couple of other things that are happening. Obviously, the U.S. strikes on the Houthi sites that were launching missiles into the Red Sea. That is something that is going to continue to develop over the weekend. We need to watch that very closely. And the Taiwanese general election is Saturday, and it is a tight race between the DPP, the KMT, and the TPP. So DPP is the ruling party, the party that's in power right now, and it is the party that represents Taiwan's separation from China. So if DPP wins, it's going to be interesting to see what China's President Xi's response is to that over the weekend. A couple of things that I'm watching for the weekend. All right. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for making time for us, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
You guys are the best.
All right. That's Tom Selcom, Best Sell. Haney, have a great weekend, man.
Yeah, enjoy NFL playoffs this weekend, everybody.
You betcha. That is Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Come back this afternoon. We'll have details of the reports. And Jeff Peterson from Heartland Partners.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum-free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet?